The DHS right now is running a pilot at New Orleans at the Jazz Fest. It actually ended May 8th, and today we're joined with Tom Cheerhart, DHS S&T Multiband Radio Program Manager, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about what they did at the test and how it worked out. So thank you for joining us, Tom.
Well, very good, Mary Rose. Glad to be with you today. And the pilot has actually extended a little bit of time, probably through the end of the week, because of the preparations for hurricane season.
Okay, great. Well, I know that you are working on a series of multiband tests, and we've covered that in other articles in the magazines. How does this test differ from the previous tests held at the racetrack?
Well, they parallel themselves pretty much, but there's some additional features that we wanted to test based upon the lessons learned from Hurricane Katrina. Primarily, the need for a alkaline or a disposable battery pack. I have a picture of a New Orleans police car underwater with the only thing showing is the emergency lights. And when you have a complete system failure with your power grid and your assets are underwater like that, submerged with all your patrol cars and your fire apparatus, there's no chance to go and seek a solution to recharge your batteries. So the requirement we'd identified was that an alkaline or a disposable radio battery pack was essential. Another thing here is the New Orleans pilot consists of the Jazz Festival, whereas a previous pilot in Phoenix, we encountered the high-speed and noise environment of a raceway. We now have a celebration of sorts, a long-duration one, similar to like Mardi Gras in New Orleans, where it's Jazz Festival, where you have multiple bands playing. There's a lot of music. There's a lot of noise in the crowds. So it's an essential test for the noise-canceling features within the radio.
So how did the multiband radio work at a large music venue? For example, at the Jazz Fest, that is, you know, hundreds of thousands of people from all different areas in the country converge in that area and listen to bands. How does that differ?
What I found in talking with the actual first responders that used it, they thought that it was essential and it worked great and according to their needs and their mission requirement. They were very pleased with the outcome.
Okay, and what agencies were involved in using the multibands at this pilot?
Well, an interesting thing about the entire Jazz Festival is with the communications planning is that you have all of the New Orleans agencies. You've got the police department, fire department, EMS, and you have the local parishes that are involved in there. And you also have the Louisiana State Police and the various special forces there, the hazmat folks and that. And the Coast Guard played a role in this as well with communications interoperability. It went down as far as to including taxi cab operations, which appears to be a capability or an extra resource or a set of eyes and ears that can report situations. And they've even created their own field operations guide based on the DHS NIFOG, which is an excellent document. I had copies made available so that they're really doing an exceptional pilot down there, incorporating all of the tactical interoperable communications and getting the assets ready and to participate with the pilots.
Well, you mentioned a commercial operator in this public safety arena, these taxi drivers. How does that come into play for interoperability for these kind of events?
Well, you know, like I stated, it's actual situational awareness. In an emergency, they're authorized to communicate with the police department, fire department, and EMS on one of the channels. And it's the taxi cab bureau, which is, thinking outside the box, if you realize that, how many cabs you have on the streets at any one time in a situation where they would observe something that they could communicate with the police or fire department. It was a unique feature set that they incorporated that, especially with a large event when you have over 200,000 people in the area converging on one or two locations, such as the French Quarter, and you have that extra set of eyes.
I'd like to circle back to the radio battery pack that we were talking about. How does that come into play in these type of events as far as powering radios? Why was that something important to be tested?
Well, a situation like this is not everyone is close to a charging station. You have a lot of people that are on foot patrol. You have a lot of people on perimeter patrol that are not actually in vehicles. So if you have a situation where your battery does go dead, that you have that capability of replacing it until you have an opportunity to get back to a charging station or a mobile command post, etc.
Was it relatively easy for first responder agencies to come in and just pick up a radio and start communicating? What were the steps to make that happen?
Well, the basic thing is a good operations plan or communications plan, and then training. The big thing, too, is that when you do your programming of the radio, it has to be similar to what they're exposed to in their day-to-day operation. The channel configuration or the naming nomenclature of the channels has to be similar. And fundamentally, in talking with them, they found it relatively easy to learn how to use the equipment of radio. And a nice thing they liked was that you can intermix different bands within a single zone within the radio, so you can have a VHF on channel 1, a UHF or 700 megahertz on channel 2 and 3, etc.
Okay, and what were some of the lessons learned from this pilot? I know you said it's ongoing and we can circle back to that, but so far, what have you learned in that environment?
All I heard was, for the most part, is, what took you so long? That was the primary thing. Yes, we did have some concerns, mostly in the mechanical arena. One of the concerns that we found from the responders was antenna length. And understand that this is a first-generation multiband radio. Multiple manufacturers are making the radio. And it's a case that perhaps the engineers need to go back to the drawing board and see if they can make the antenna just a little bit shorter so it's a little more usable. What we encountered is that an officer sitting in a patrol car may encounter a conflict with the antenna if it's too long, and they would like to see something smaller. But overall, the acceptance was, for the most part, like I said, is we needed this long ago. Thank goodness we have it today.
You said earlier that the pilot was extended. Can you go into more detail of why that's happening?
Well, the reason being is the lessons learned from what the Gulf Coast went through with Hurricane Katrina. We're now entering into hurricane season, and by extending it just a short period of time, we give the opportunity other agencies that have seen interest and have heard about the multiband radio and want access to try it. So we're trying to extend it out to the additional parishes within the region to let them have a hands-on opportunity to see how it functions.
Do you have an estimated time that this will last into these parishes?
I would say it's probably just going to be extended perhaps a week or so.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time, Tom.
Very good, Mary Rose.